All right, good morning, everybody. Hey, Art of Giving, just a quick comment, and really what Pat just said about Willie. The last couple of months, Willie's been giving what he had, and he gave us his voice to sing, and he loved to sing. And he wasn't asking for anything in return, he was just giving what he had. And I think to me that just displays the art of giving, is because he was just given what he had of Christ in his heart. And that to me just kind of puts it really in a nutshell. Because it's nice. I mean, we all have had opportunities to write nice checks or whatever. And not, I don't want to make that not sound like it's a big deal. But when you got money in the bank, it's easy to write a check. But when you don't have a lot of gas in the tank, it takes some real effort to sing a worship song. So anyway, I just kind of want to say that when we think of giving, you can think about that. And so let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, and we do thank you for our brother Willie. We thank you for the love that we heard in his voice. We thank you that you're preparing him and making him ready to meet with you. What an opportunity, Lord, to have an opportunity to meet our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in a new way. The old garments are going to be cast off, and there's opportunity for new garments. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for this morning as we get into insecurity. And Lord, that's a thing that can pop up in so many different places in our lives, that where our insecurities can begin to rule, Lord, rather than just fear can take root. So, Lord, we know we need wisdom and knowledge that only comes from heaven. So, maybe those who are full of your Holy Spirit and full of wisdom and full of knowledge and learning, so, Lord, that fear can be walked around and set aside as we desire to honor you in our homes, our families, and our businesses. We yield and commit this day into your hands. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I guess I have, can give you some guys some personal testimony. Petting. Well, you have to hit the mute button. Pettiness is a company killer. And it's just, as Patrick said, it's a part of entitlement, and it's a relationship killer. And so you just got to set it aside, or it will kill your relationships, it'll kill your company, it'll kill a church, it'll kill pettiness. It's insidious, so to speak. God has a plan, so it's interesting in my own life. I can see out of seeing the fruit of pettiness, he had a plan through it, but it can really hurt the individual who won't learn to walk around it, who won't give it up. Pat likes to talk about how you can see somebody who they're 50 years old and they look like they're 68 or 70. That's what pettiness does. And you can see it in people. So just that's just kind of, I guess, a warning, but it's also the beauty of it is we have everything we need in Christ. As he gave the seven things that God will do for us. It's all there. That's why it should be so easy to walk around in it, but we can find ourselves caught up in it. But as we refocus, we can walk around it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this chapter. We skipped ahead a little bit today, but in the skipping, we got some good information. But Lord, may it has to be some information we take down in some notes and write an assignment. But we may allow the information we receive and learn today to make a difference. Lord, in our companies, to make sure that things like pettiness is not creeping up between employees or things like that, but we're always been the example to rise above and lead our troops forward, leaving the goofiness behind so that the company can be successful in their lives. Our employees' lives can be successful as well. And we just continue to lift this day into your hands. We thank you for this season, which we can just think about this one who became a babe. And we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't come just to be born, but he came to die that we might have life indeed. We thank you for this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.